It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And we have to save the world from bad parents and their bratty children. And it's an unfortunate reality. So there was a story that I wrote in the Daily Mail about a family. It was actually a group of 4 families and 11 children at a fine dining establishment, and they were charged a $50 bratty kid fee. So at the end of the meal, the owner, Tim Richter, came over at Tocoa Riverside Restaurant in Blue Ridge, Georgia. And one of the moms, Lindsay Landman, with her fuchsia lip and her fur coat, was like, "Hi, aren't my kids amazing?" 11 kids. And the owner came over and was like, "Your kids were brats. They were disturbing people in our outdoor dining area. It's an expensive place with like $38 crab-stuffed catfish. It's not cheap. It's not for the faint of heart. You know, you get the double lobster tail with your double-cut porterhouse." And this is where, you know, people who are trying to get laid on a first date go. And they're dressing to impress and throwing down so they can get a little get down in Booty Town when they're done eating dinner. So they're outside enjoying the ambiance, and these 11 kids after the meal running around screaming as you do when you've been pent up inside a boring and stuffy adult restaurant. So the owner doesn't like this. He doesn't want his regular patrons and those curious about his restaurant to think it's the kind of place where kids go and throw mac and cheese on the floor. So he tacked on a $50 fee. And of course, Lindsay Landman and her husband, Kyle, took to social media to gripe about this. And, you know, they posted that it was so unfair, that the owner was yelling at them, that their perfect little Buddhist angels were so well-behaved, and they were shocked that someone dare critique their parenting or their children. This is the problem with society, right here. This whole thing is emblematic of why so many things go wrong. If you can't tell your children no, if you can't give them discipline because you're worried about hurting their feelings, because you want to be your kid's friend and you don't want to be a parent, then you create little tyrants in the future who are so allergic to critique and they cannot hear the word no and they have to be told constantly how special they are. It makes our entire country annoying and unproductive, and people feel they have the right to walk all over every other people. And you've been to restaurants with people like this. Hopefully you haven't been the jerks who ignore the wait staff and just assume that someone is going to bend over and pick up all the remnants of your kid's meal. If you've ever waited tables, if you've ever been in the service industry, you know how hard it is to get a good tip. You know how much work you have to do. And you know when you have people like that, you grow resentful, and they are the worst kind of people that you have to wait on and serve. But they are the ones who are so entitled, who cannot see their kids' behavior for what it really is. It's annoying and it's disruptive. And I was happy to see that a restaurant owner finally stood up to this. Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
There aren't enough institutions pushing back on people who don't want to parent and who will not take an objective look at their kids' behavior. And I say this as a parent because I had 2 very different children. And when they were little, one was very calm and well-behaved. And the other, if we allowed her, would have sat on the table and taken handfuls, just gobs of other people's food and shoved it in her face. And she would have behaved like a feral wolf child. Or as I said in the article, a jackal on Hunter Biden's crack pipe. So I know how hard it is to distract your kids. That is why, as parents, it is very important to choose an establishment that is appropriate for all of the diners, not just some place you want to go to with your bougie friends because you want to have a glass of Sauv Blanc. It has to be, if you're taking 11 kids, you have to think about other people who are there. You have to think about the context. You have to think about, you know, what they are seeing and experiencing as they are dining. And if they are seeing your children run around, if they are experiencing disruptions, guess what they do? They get up and leave, especially outside. So they have these big umbrellas and this beautiful outdoor patio, this dining area, which, you know, if you're enjoying the final days of an Indian summer that has bled into a mild spring, you're more likely to stay outside if you're having a good time. And if you're at a high-end restaurant, what are you doing? You are ordering espresso martinis. You are ordering dessert, maybe an extra bottle of wine if things are going really great. Maybe you tack on a nice 30-35% tip if your waiter has been accommodating and is attending to your wants and needs, knowing that at some point you're gonna get biz out after taking someone to the right restaurant. But if you've got kids running around, screaming, throwing things, 11 of them, which, you know, 11 kids pent up, that could be designated as a terrorist organization if you're not careful. But parents who don't keep that in check, who are more concerned about their own needs than those of their kids or other diners, they are some of the worst members of society. And I hope more restaurants follow suit, because parents who try really hard and parents who maybe sacrifice higher end dining in order to find the better venue for their kids and their friends and other families, they're the ones who are cheering Tim Richter, the owner of Toccoa Riverside, who is one of the few people who said, you know what, enough's enough, and word will spread, and people will hear that this is a place where we respect our patrons, especially our patrons who respect others around them. And these people didn't. I don't feel bad for them. I wish the surcharge had been $150. And I think more restaurants should follow suit. Obviously, when you're on a plane, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you could have a kids only section. I wouldn't have minded that when my girls were younger, when we were flying it. It would have taken the pressure off. Because for parents who give a rip, we know that you bring as many things and distractions onto a plane or to a restaurant as possible, as necessary, to try and keep everyone in check. Everyone has a bad night. Every kid has a bad night. You have to be prepared for it. This family wasn't. They subjected other people to their whims, and for that, they should be charged handsomely. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.